This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A bunch of different courtrooms. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you're having a great week. And if not, I trust you're in the middle of it and you may get a few days off to breathe. All right, talk about breathing. The people related to those that were gunned down in a Pittsburgh synagogue, breathed a sigh of relief because the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter was sentenced to death for killing 11 worshipers back in 2018. Time flies. It seems as though that was just yesterday, but Robert Bowers, who was the gunman who did kill those people and wound six others in one of the deadliest ever attacks in a synagogue on Jewish people in the United States, was unanimously sentenced to death by a federal jury on Wednesday. It's interesting because it's the first death penalty imposed under the Biden administration because they put a moratorium on executions. So the decision to sentence him to death had to be unanimous. Otherwise, he would have been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Remember, this happened at a place called the Tree of Life Chapel. And at the time of the shooting, Audrey Glickman, who was actually leading a service, said that what the gunman did was evil. Said he wasn't just spraying bullets into people in a synagogue. He was viciously murdering each individual up close and personal. So Glickman said the sentencing wasn't a joyful moment, but a finality to a chapter of 5 years since the massacre, and went on to say there's really nothing happy. There was a crime committed. There was a crime sentenced. There is no happy in those two negatives, but the chapter is closed. I like the way that was put. There is no happy in those two negatives, but the chapter is closed. You know, jurors spent just over 10 hours deliberating over the past 2 days. They asked two questions of the court. One, to examine the guns used in the shooting. Another, to ask for a copy of documents in evidence about the gunman's family history. About his history. So it's interesting. He was convicted on June 16th of all 63 counts against him, including hate charges. 22 of the counts were capital offenses, so this is what the jury was hearing. The jury further found that then he was eligible for the death penalty on July 13th, moving the trial to a third and final stage, and this was the final stage. So what did the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland have to say, weigh in on it, saying hate crimes like this one inflict irreparable pain on individual victims and their loved ones and entire communities to question their very belonging. All Americans deserve to live free from the fear of hate-fueled violence, and the Justice Department will hold accountable those who perpetrate such acts. So that's it. This is the second federal death penalty case to be prosecuted under the administration of Biden, who criticizes the death penalty. He did that on the campaign trail. You remember that. In the first case, it was a terrorist who drove a U-Haul truck into cyclists. Remember that one? And to people who were walking on a New York City bike path, a very popular one. And see there, the jury didn't reach a unanimous decision. So that led to the sentence of life without parole. And victims, afterwards thanked the jury and the prosecution afterwards. One of them said, although we will never attain closure from the loss of our beloved, we now feel a measure of justice has been served. Wow. Big deal. Long time to get through the system. And the fact that it was unanimous, and knowing what you now all know, if you didn't know, that it had to be unanimous. And the other case, that's what happened. There were people that were furious that they didn't go to the death penalty, and others who felt like, well, at least there is life in prison. The other thing that's being talked about affects the campaign trail a little bit, because it is still that big question mark of timing, what happens, who knows what a jury decides here. But there's been another indictment leveled at the former president, and special counsel Jack Smith's criminal indictment is, wow, what, 2.5 years in the making? And some of the key details of the case, as well as an 800-page report run by the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th riot, are all wrapped in to all of this, that all those series of hearings last year. So you think about that. So a 4-count indictment handed by the grand jury against Trump on Tuesday kind of outlines the January 6th committee's final report, which was released at the end of the year. 3 of the 4 counts included in the special counsel's indictment mirror charges that were recommended by the House committee. So the committee also, remember, specifically recommended prosecution of the former president himself and one of the former president's now unindicted co-conspirators, attorney John Eastman, who still could face legal problems as the special counsel investigation continues. So you look at the unindicted co-conspirators, because that was included in the final indictment, and it included Rudy Giuliani, Jeffrey Clark, Kenneth Cheeseboro. So that's all wrapped into the thought processes to see where this is headed and how they arrived at, or how he arrived at what he arrived at. And where does this overlap? Where does this go? What happens in a court case that has legal foundation endorsed by some attorneys recruited by the House Committee for the Congressional Investigation? What does it, you know, what does it mean? And what will the repercussions, if any? Because, again, this is the question mark. You can't get in the minds of what's going to happen inside a jury, but you know that there are these now with this other indictment. There's that much more of a legal hurdle that becomes part of what is now this new indictment. Coming up, a couple of uplifting stories, including Jamie Foxx saying he would have lost his life if not for his sister. We're talking about that and $100,000 bonuses. Who did that and why'd they do it? Made big news coming up.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
About Jamie Foxx. I think I told this on the air. If I haven't, when we took the show to Miami and we were in Miami and there was the Miami Open going on, he went to the Miami Open to see Chris Eubanks, the young American who had that breakthrough moment where suddenly he now is in the top 100. And Jamie was in the crowd. He had a seat courtside, and a lot of fans were coming up to him, and the guards were trying to stop them, but he let some of them through and was gracious and took pictures and waved and all of that. And then it was days later that suddenly he had disappeared. There was some sort of medical emergency, and there were people speculating, and all of a sudden Jamie Foxx was in trouble, and that's what we knew, and we didn't know a lot of details. He was hospitalized in April after he had these undisclosed medical complications, and he posted a birthday message to his sister. Her name's Deidre Dixon in an Instagram post on Tuesday, and he said, "You are magical, you are beautiful, you are the courageous lioness." And he said, "Without you, I wouldn't be here. Had you not made the decisions that you made, I would have lost my life. I love you forever and ever. Happy birthday, sis." So interesting, because he had just, because, you know, now he's been spotted a little bit in Chicago over the summer. He's been doing physical in rehab at some medical facility, and he recently posted a video on Instagram because he knew people were worried, he knew people were questioning what had happened, and he said in this video, "I know a lot of people were waiting or wanting to hear updates, but to be honest with you, I just didn't want you to see me like that, man." He said, "I wanted see, I want you to see me laughing, having a good time, partying, cracking a joke, doing a movie, a television show. I didn't want you to see me with tubes running out of me and trying to figure out if I was even going to make it through. Wow. You know, he is so well liked by so many people. I know a little bit about Jamie Foxx, and I actually have met him briefly, very friendly, you know, shook my hand, said hello. It was a sports situation. And he, like, I saw that moment with the fans where they were trying to stop everybody, but he let kids through, he let adults through, he tried to be very gracious about what he was doing and accommodating to people. And he grew up in a small town outside of Dallas, Texas, and that's where I met him. And he just, it's interesting what he said, that he has that easygoing personality and wanting to always make people laugh and whatnot. And it makes sense what he said in that Instagram post. It's interesting about decisions that have to be made for you medically, as we know in all families. And how about that? The shout out to Sis. His latest project is they cloned Tyrone, and it's on Netflix. He's been in a lot of movies I like, and sometimes he's not the lead role in some of the movies that I've seen him in that I have liked. Of course, he was in the lead in Ray, and which was absolutely incredible, his performance in that. But he really has a bigger than life personality. And he's from a place, like I said, outside of Dallas, not far outside of Dallas, called Terrell, Texas. And he started playing piano when he was 5 years old, and he had a really strict Baptist upbringing. And some of those skills, those things, those natural talents as a joke teller led to what I think happened to him. You know, he got a scholarship to the United States International University. He studied musical and performing arts and, you know, all of that. But you know, you probably know who Jamie Foxx is, and you've probably seen him in something that he's done over the years, because the list, of course, is very, very, very long. Even voiceovers in movies and whatnot. But so many also lead roles, etc. His what they call discography is pretty incredible if you think about it. And it was worrisome when you didn't hear anything. And I'm glad that he did do that video and put it out there for people to see, because there was so much speculation as to what it was that happened to him. I mean, I can remember him in a movie called Jarhead way back in like 2005, I want to say, and he was brilliant in his role in that. And then just a few years ago, he was very funny in a movie called Baby Driver. And of course, Ali is another one. He had a role in that. And Ray is the one I mentioned that we know he got the Academy Award for being in Ray, but so many others. Little tiny piece cameo in Horrible Bosses, very funny in that, and he definitely had a lot of those kinds of moments that you forget about where he popped up in various things. So we look forward to, I think, seeing him in some other things in the future. All right, I mentioned this thing about the 100,000, and what's the 100,000? Who gave who 100,000 in bonuses? And that would be Taylor Swift. You know, crazy things have happened on this Eras Tour. The amount that people have paid to get tickets, people standing outside of stadiums with their little girls to just hear Taylor Swift. They did that in Philadelphia and many other places because you could hear the concert going on. So there's a tour trucking staff. When you move all that equipment and all the things that you do, the heavy lifting on the road, and that is tour truck drivers, she gave each trucker a check for $100,000, each one individually. right? The typical tip or bonus is maybe $5,000. $10,000 is considered to be, wow, $10,000. That was for 50 members of the trucking crew. The company that handles it is called Show Motion. They were one of two transportation companies used by the tour, and the owner of that company said, "We do this for lots of different artists and people, the stage and the structure and, you know, pretty much the skeleton that everything hangs on at the concert venue, which are these, in her case, these big, big stadiums." I mean, $100,000 is a down payment on a house. It's paying off bills, credit cards, some college tuition money, whatever it might be. And they said the drivers were just flabbergasted when they called into what they thought was a routine production meeting ahead of a concert. And what happened was they were in Los Angeles, and this was during the tour, and they had a meeting to go over the rundown for the L.A. concerts at SoFi Stadium. So Taylor Swift's father, Scott Swift, made an appearance, and he said that, that he had these envelopes, and I guess the drivers, they're handed these envelopes, and there was a handwritten note to each driver on it and a wax seal with her monogram on it. So they didn't want to be rude and look at it. But when they opened them up, one driver thought it was $1,000, another thought it was $10, and then they almost fell over when they found out it was $100,000. Wow. Incredible. There were other bonuses that were given to caterers and video people and audio people and lighting people too as well. So good for her, because she certainly makes a ton of money. It's been an incredibly wildly successful tour, and she realizes how important the people are behind the scenes, the people that do the heavy lifting, as described, all the things that go into putting a tour together. What a great moment. Oof. A to Z, that's where you hit me in the mailbag, and that's where we're headed next for all of your comments, including more on the heat.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential hopeful Mike Pence is railing against President Biden's economic policies.
They've enacted policies that have literally lit the pilot light on the worst inflation in 40 years.
Speaking at the Indiana State Fair, Pence said the cost of living is rising due to Biden's failed policies. He laid out his plan to drive down inflation if elected, stating he'll end runaway spending in Washington. Gas prices hit a nine-month high. AAA reporting the national average for regular unleaded is $3.80 a gallon. That's 2 cents higher than it was yesterday, 12 cents higher than last Wednesday, and 27 cents higher than it was a month ago. Apple Card's interest-bearing savings account has reached $10 billion in deposits. The high-yield account offered by Goldman Sachs was launched back in April. Deposits earn an annual percentage yield of 4.15%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
They do when they're driving their cars.
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Val, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Certainly it's time to dig in that mailbag. Boy, did we get a lot of interesting mail. Congrats to all of you. I say congrats because I think I've said this a few times, but I'll say it again. Such an interesting audience that you're, I think, incredibly thoughtful. You think about something that you hear, kind of mull it over, and then you decide you're going to send an email. That seems to happen a lot. And I can tell by the way the emails are sent to me and what you actually say in those emails. So I got this one from Sarah who says, Kate, the punchline and how hot are you is just so hot that there are not going to be very many babies this time around in any Phoenix hospitals because what couple has time to create, if you know what I mean? Well, that's kind of a... It is so crazy hot. I mean, seriously, it is so insane here. And I know everybody across the country gets kind of the lowdown on what's going on in Arizona, specifically in Phoenix. And just trust me, my friends, I know that you said the story about the cactus that were collapsing because it was so hot from the inside out. And that really is the truth. I mean, I've never seen it. I've lived here for 25 years. I raised my family here. My daughter and a couple very young grandchildren live here. And you just cannot get cool enough. You just cannot get cool. Trust me, we will all be happy when there's the first sign of any kind of cooling. So wherever you're listening to this email, if Kate reads it, I hope that you appreciate where you are, because it's probably a hell of a lot cooler than where I am. Yes, the heat. All right, Dan also sent this. He said heat and storms, and he said it's kind of interesting watching heat change storms that are coming across the middle of America. They hit large areas that are hot in it, either bounce around them, pick up and dissipate, and then come back in after the storm. I've seen it happen on the interstate since it happened in rivers and large cities, cities that have been have not been hit by a tornado in many years, but I fully believe that's because it's so hot in the cement changes the path, then the cement changes the path of the storm, or at least keeps it away from us to the buffer. So he's saying that they haven't been hit by tornadoes in a lot of years, and he thinks that's because of the cement. And it's interesting because I think that's part of a play on what I was saying about the cement in Dallas and Chicago, in Philly, in a lot of big cities where, yes, it's not that they don't have any trees or foliage or any of that, but they're very dense with concrete, so it's so hot. It's absorbing, you know, it's absorbing the heat. And it is a thing that's happening. That I just didn't even think about, because I've lived in Dallas, because I lived in Philadelphia, I lived in those places, and it's hard for me to compare in my mind, because I've had the incredible blessing of living in every quadrant of the United States, the Midwest, the Southwest, the South, etc., and have, you know, lived through seasons or lack of seasons or, you know, whatever. And I didn't think about, because I lived in some of those heavy concrete areas, I didn't really think about that till I read some reports and stories on it, and that it really was a true thing, and was looking at the different cities and comparing it. I thought it was, you know, fascinating. This one is from Domingo. And Domingo says, hello, Kate and Kate's listeners. I saw a story that made me so sad. I feel so sorry for women that find themselves in unbelievable situations. There was a story that I heard on the station where I'm listening to you about a woman who escaped a cell that was in a garage in Oregon. And she was abducted, I guess, in Seattle, and they arrested the 29-year-old guy who was posing as an undercover cop and kidnapped this woman, and they think that others may have been kidnapped too. And I guess he lived in a bunch of different states, so he may have done this to others. And there may be other bodies, or who knows what it will turn out to be. But I feel, as the father of two young girls, I feel that it's so frightening to think that somebody poses as an undercover cop somehow could trick you into this situation. And I think it's quite scary. A reminder, I guess, just to ask for a badge, but she may have done that, and maybe it was a fake badge. Who knows all the details of this story? Thank you for your time. Yeah, I mean, I think it would make anyone feel sick. I guess some of the details on that is she was kidnapped back in July, in mid-July, and that is true. He was posing as a cop, and he kidnapped her. And it was in the early morning hours, and he drove her from Seattle to Klamath Falls in Oregon, and she was in this concrete like cell area he built, he had had in a basement, and she was shackled, she was sexually assaulted, he locked her up, all that whole thing, and somehow she had a weird moment to get free and did, and they were able to get to him and arrest him. And so they think he may be linked to more assaults because he's lived in, since 2016, he's lived all over the place, you know, not just Oregon, but Washington, California, Colorado, Utah, Florida, the East Coast, New York and New Jersey, Alabama and Nevada. So the FBI is investigating it. But she slept. She briefly slept, I guess, because she escaped, she was bloody, everything. She slept and she woke up and realized that if she didn't figure out a way to escape whatever she had to do, that was it. And somehow there was that moment where she wasn't shackled. And there was a metal door that was installed so it couldn't be opened from the inside. There was an exterior door. The cell had to be soundproof. So it was an elaborate thing that he built. And she banged, bang, 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 bang on the door, you know, bruising her hands. She's banging so much. And apparently I thought she had run out or had, you know, escaped, whatever. And I guess she did. And she was able to break the welds on the door, and she ripped the metal screen off it and crawled out. So, of course, she had all these lacerations. That's the blood and the knuckles from punching the door and all that. And she climbed over a fence and flagged down a driver who luckily stopped, called 911, and then the rest is history, how they got to him, and they're trying to figure out how many more victims there could have been. And all of that. And I guess, you know, if you think about it, he drove her about 7 hours, and it's almost 400 plus miles away. And the FBI did say they believe that there's more victims. So, yeah. And he was actually picked up because she had a description, and they went through the house, and were able to find enough about him. And he was picked up in Reno, Nevada, so she was left alone after all that happened, and he was coming back. He was arrested in Reno, Nevada, in a Walmart parking lot where he was with his wife and one of his children. So wow, what a terrible, terrible thing. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, you know me, I have been sending you my thoughts for years and years and years from Austin, Texas. Misses you, girl. But I think of you when I'm watching that damn USA women's soccer team. I like you, like sports, I like you, and not a huge soccer fan necessarily, but I'm watching this lousy U.S. women's team where they're missing these opportunities to score, and they're lucky even that they've gone as far as they have, and they're taking on Sweden, and they have to get it together. I listened to some of the commentary about it, and it seems like they just don't have their preparation down or something, although there are a couple of really good individual players. So now I think of you when I'm suffering through some of these matches. One was in the middle of the night, the last one they had against Portugal, so I just DVR'd it, didn't touch my phone and look at anything, and got up, grabbed some coffee, and watched it. My posse thinks I'm out of my mind, so I'm blaming you. Yeah, let's see what happens against Sweden. I would question their preparation, too. It just seems like they don't have it together at times, but there are some great players on that team. Go USA, USA, USA. All right, thanks for your thoughts. You can always send them to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, sparkling water is one of my favorites, so it's no secret to me that it is a very big deal out there, and it's a perfect mixer. It's a favorite mixer, in fact. Sales are at $3.6 billion, or they were, in 2022. Can't imagine that that's not going to be exceeded in 2023. So I am really pleased to welcome to the show a private chef and Mi Cultura editor, Geraldine Torres, so we can talk about sparkling water and what's the deal with that. And, of course, she's going to offer us some refreshing drink recipes. I need them. This is perfect timing, and I know this audience needs it, too. Geraldine, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you think the deal is with sparkling water? Why has it become so popular over the last few years?
Well, I think sparkling water gives us an alternative to boring still water and those over-sugary drinks, sodas. It is packed with health benefits, like you kind of talked a little bit about, that aid us in keeping us hydrated, allowing us to work on our digestion. I don't know if people know, but mineral water actually really helps kind of moving everything along. It's nice to have one after a meal. It's refreshing, but it also keeps us hydrated. And I think more people are actually catching wind of that and really worrying and paying attention to what they're actually consuming. And sparkling water is as natural as you can get. Add in your fruit and you have the delicious mocktail or cocktail, like you said.
Ooh, I didn't realize that about having one after dinner. That's a great suggestion, or after any other meal. And what that does is, you said, getting things moving along. So you mentioned mocktail, these new drink recipes. What do you have to share with us?
So today we're going to share with you this delicious basil pineapple sparkler. It is light, crisp, and super refreshing. And most important, it's going to keep all your guests hydrated this summer.
Ooh.
You're going to take a little bit of basil, a little bit of fresh pineapple juice, some muddled blueberries, and then a splash of lime. That is all going to pull together. You're going to sprinkle in some of that basil and a little bit of sugar. You could leave the sugar out. You could add a little bit of agave, whatever you'd like. It's to your preference. But the most important thing is it's going to be crisp and refreshing, and everyone's going to love it at your barbecue.
Ooh, I'm going to try that this weekend. I love it. I love the ingredients in that, and it seems so easy. I mean, a couple of minutes to put this together, right?
Anyone can do it. All this stuff is readily available at the grocery store, so you can just pop in, grab some pineapple. You could do pineapple juice, or I like to use fresh pineapple, but it's completely up to you. It's very flexible. You can make it very easy, or you can, again, elevate it just a little bit more by making your pineapple juice fresh.
Yeah, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. Of course, I mentioned Mi Cultura. You are known for showcasing your Mexican-American roots. And how do you wrap that all in, your heritage, into your food and drinks?
Well, I think eating, drinking, and hosting all goes hand in hand with sharing my culture and everyone's culture, right? When we gather together as family or friends, we're introducing the foods that we're familiar with. We're introducing our drinks we're familiar with. I really take pride in searching for those Mexican-owned products that are high quality so that I can incorporate my culture into my food in a way to honor my parents and their journey as a first-generation Mexican-American. I know how important it was for them to find their connection to their country. And so for me, it's also really important to share that and keep that going with my family, my friends, and, of course, my clients.
Yep, there you go. So where can people that are listening to us go to learn more?
So to learn more, get this recipe and others, you can always visit Mineragua.com. You can follow them on their social media platforms at Mineragua. And for me, you can always follow me at Instagram at Chef Lynn Torres.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, this is the yin and yang, a couple of quick hits on things that are happening that we may be talking about or should be talking about across this great country. One of them is this. You may have a car that's got a potentially exploding airbag, one that you don't want to malfunction. General Motors is recalling 900 different vehicles because of the Takata-made airbag inflator might explode. Boy, that would potentially injure you, wouldn't you? So here's a couple of them. The recall covers a 2013 Chevy Camaro, Sonic, a Vault, also a Buick Verano. That's another one. And, you know, what happens is the driver's side front airbag inflator can explode in crashes due to a manufacturing defect, and then it could hit the driver and the passengers with sharp metal fragments. Wouldn't that be the worst? You're freaked out. You have a traffic accident, and then that happens. You get sprayed with that, and then the person also in the car, same thing happens. Wow. Not good when you have somebody that's also injured that's in the car, but also worse on the driver, because the idea is you're not supposed to be affected by that. It's supposed to help you. I mean, look, over the last decade, you know how many of these things have been recalled? 67 million inflators from that company have been recalled in the U.S. 67 million. And more than 100 million worldwide for these Takata bags. Biggest auto safety callback in history. I had a friend that got injured because the airbag was a sort of a fender bender. Poof, went off. Had a spray situation, like some of that metallic stuff. But also, it broke her wrist. So when it went off, it didn't necessarily do what it was supposed to do, and that was a really big ordeal, obviously, for her. And it's still something that, you know, less than 50 years old that she's dealing with. All right, this will make you feel, I think, pretty unique. If you win a jackpot that is well past $1 billion. So nobody won the Mega Millions. Nobody. And that means that more money goes into the pot. What happens is Friday is the next Mega Millions drawing. And so whoever wins that, if they win it the next time around, they are going to win an even bigger amount. You know, once you take those taxes out, then you go from there as to how much it is. And there were people, I always check this because it's interesting to me if there were any winners that got close. So nobody hit the jackpot, which was actually $1.1 billion. So now it soars, you know, higher than that. So if somebody had won that, they would have, just for grins, I'll tell you, they would have won clear. All the taxes are, stupid taxes are taken out of it. You have $550 million. So nobody hit that jackpot, but seven people had everything but the Mega Ball. They got $1 million. And then they have this thing called a Megaplier. It's a way that you can charge you another dollar. And people get it, you know. And one person had the Megaplier, so those numbers became $4 million for them. And then after that, there were people that had four balls and the Mega Ball, right? So they just were missing one regular ball. 135 people, they got $10,000, but there were 28 people in the country that had the Megaplier, they got $40,000. It would be, you're reading your lottery ticket, right? And you're reading it and you say, oh my, there's one number, there's two, there's three, there's four. And you're like right there on the edge of screaming, guys, you two, and you have all of it, but just that Mega Ball. But then you realize, well, you know what? $1 million, $4 million, that's still, you know, pretty good for what usually ends up being, not for everybody. I'm sure there's some people that go crazy and spend an insane amount of money on getting lottery tickets. But for most people, that would just be, you know what? I'm going to just do it. I'm just going to plunk down a couple of dollars on this silly lottery, knowing I probably won't win. And then they do win, and they're absolutely, you know, absolutely stunned by the fact that they've won the lottery. So, hey, maybe somebody wins next time around. And then that goes up even more, even more. And then I'm going to leave you with this, because we talk about moving, we talk about where you go, where it's affordable, and there's all these surveys about what's affordable, what's not. There was a thing that was just released, a report from Doxo. It's a bill pay service, and they went state by state, and what do they look at? They look at household bills, so mortgage, rent, auto loan, utilities, auto insurance, cable, internet, phone, ugh. I'm feeling sick already. Health insurance, mobile phone, alarm and security, life insurance. The most expensive U.S. state based on monthly expenses, Hawaii. 50% above the national average of $2,046. The average Hawaii resident spends $3,070. And just most expensive states, Hawaii number one, California two, Jersey three, Massachusetts four, fifth Maryland, six our friends listening in Connecticut, and seven people listening in New York, eight Washington, same thing, nine Colorado, not cheap to ski either, and 10 Alaska. A lot of people moved from California, lots of people especially moved there. Be safe, be sane, be happy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.